The Road of Life. The lives of most men are determined by their environments. They accept the circumstances amid which fate has thrown them not only resignation, but even with goodwill. They are like streetcars running contentedly on their rails, and they despise the sprightly flitter that dashes in and out of traffic and speeds so jauntily across the open country. I respect them. They are good citizens, good husbands, and good fathers. And of course somebody has to pay the taxes, but I do not find them exciting. I am fascinated by the men, few enough in all conscience, who take life in their own hands and seem to mold it to their own liking. It may be that we have no such thing as free will, but at all events, we have the illusion of it. At a crossroad, it does seem to us that we might go either to the right or to the left, and the choice once made, it is difficult to see that the whole course of the world's history obliged us to take the turning we did.